Well, there have been concerns about the health of the Great Barrier Reef for decades, but did you know that commercial operators are still harvesting coral from the reef and selling it? Marine researchers are now calling for urgent funding to obtain a more complete picture about the impact of coral harvesting. It comes as UNESCO, the UN's Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation, calls for a comprehensive review of the practice. Well, while conservation groups are demanding a total ban, businesses say changes have already been made to make the industry more sustainable. Rachel Neal is a coral aquaculture researcher with James Cook University and joins me now. Rachel, are sometimes people surprised that there is commercial coral harvesting going on the reef?
Yes, it's definitely something that a lot of the public are not aware of, even though there's quite an extensive marine ornamental trade within Australia.
So what's it used for, the coral that's harvested?
So the majority of the coral that's harvested in the fishery is used in aquaria, so be that public or private, so aquarium in someone's kitchen in their little fish tank, or in the public aquaria like you might see in the big cities. A subset of it is also used for research, so researchers often utilise the commercial coral harvesters to get species from areas that they don't usually go to.
And the coral that's harvested from the Great Barrier Reef, is it for use in Australia or is it exported?
So some of it is sold to the domestic market, but a good portion of it is exported overseas. The two big markets are really Europe and the United States.
How big is this industry on the Great Barrier Reef?
Under 40 tonnes of coral is harvested from the reef every year.
And are there certain parts of the reef where this practice is permitted and other areas are off limits?
Yeah, so about 40% of the reef is completely excluded from coral harvesting. So that includes places like your green zones or your scientific exclusion zones.
And how is it harvested?
So it's a very selective hand-caught fishery. So divers are essentially just on scuba or on hooker lines to the boat, and they go down just with their hands and a chisel and a hammer and knock off small pieces of coral to bring it back to the boat, keep it in tubs to take it back to land-based facilities.
How much data do we have on the effects, the impacts of coral harvesting on the Great Barrier Reef?
So we've got quite extensive data on the catch history of coral from the reef from about 2006. And since the reporting standards increased around the mid-2010s, we've had even more extensive data on what's actually been collected. In terms of what impact the harvesting practice has on the reef, it's been managed really on a precautionary principle, mostly on the assumption that the amount of coral that is harvested in comparison to the scale of the whole GBR is so small that it's not going to have any impact would be negligible at best. And there have been some relatively small scale studies at particular sites looking at particular species of coral that are harvested, because obviously the big problem with this fishery is that it's really complex. So whilst more kind of traditional fisheries, say like your coral trout fishery, might be targeting one main species, this fishery targets well over 100, if not into the hundreds of different species, all harvested in relatively limited amounts. That means collecting that data on what kind of impacts fishing is having on these populations is also really complicated, because you're not doing it for one species, you're doing it for hundreds. DPI does publish reports about every 3 years assessing the fishery and its impact on the reef, but there are definitely still some data gaps that require some more work to be closed.
How quickly can the coral regenerate after this kind of harvesting?
So it depends on the species. Some species of coral are very fast growing and they'll regenerate within a few months from the amount that's typically harvested. Other coral species are what we call solitary species. So the whole colony itself would be harvested. And in that case, we would rely on the natural recruitment and growth of other colonies in the area to replenish what's being taken.
Just finally, what do you make of UNESCO's calls for a comprehensive review of coral harvesting? What sort of message will it send to Australian authorities?
I think it's pretty similar to the message that's been coming out for the past few years. I would say, in my opinion, that whole review process is mostly covered by by the normal review process of the fishery. I mean, it's reviewed by the federal government on a roughly three-yearly basis. The Department of Primary Industries and the Reef Authority within Queensland are constantly monitoring the take and the fishing practices within the fishery itself. But of course, as a scientist, I always welcome more calls to gather more data. We love filling those data gaps.